Lawmakers Promise High School Edition, the program highlighting positive developments at the secondary level. On today's program, we recap the recently concluded 2015 Inter-High School Count-Off Mathematics Competition. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more. The Ministry of Education is intent on ensuring that Jamaica makes a major improvement in mathematics in the medium to long term, and has been urging schools to take the initiative in presenting the subject in new, innovative ways. It was with that challenge in mind that head of the mathematics department at Jose Marti Technical High School, Harris Francis, came up with the idea for an inter-school mathematics competition. So with the help of friends and colleagues, he planned and executed the Count-Off Mathematics Competition. The contest follows a familiar format. Teams are asked questions alternately in round 1, each is given a minute to answer as many questions as possible in round 2, and an exciting buzzer section follows in round 3. Questions come from topics in the CSEC and Advanced Mathematics syllabi. The competition, which is in its second year, wrapped up earlier this month, with defending champions Clarendon College claiming the title again. What is even more impressive was that it was an all-Clarendon College final, with the school's A and B teams competing against each other to determine the victor.
With all the work that we have put in thus far, I feel very good about it, because you know that without hard work, nothing can be accomplished. So we have put in about 3 weeks of training before the first match, and we've been continuing to training from that. And we're really proud of what we have accomplished. This is our second year winning.
Jamari Williams, grade 12 student at Clarendon College. Clarendon College's junior team also defeated the Jose Marti Technical High School junior team to become champions in that category.
Well, realize that there's a big issue with math in our country and in the society and the world at large. So we have decided that we have to come up with something that will help to motivate our kids into seeing the importance of mathematics in our society.
Harris Francis, coordinator of the Count-Off competition. Although the competition is young, Mr. Francis says his plan is to see it grow tremendously, with participants coming from all over the country. Next year's competition, he says, is going to be bigger and better.
Our plan for next year, though, is to get as much sponsorship as we can. But for next year, we are planning on really launching big, trying to see if we can get companies like Lime Digicel to buy into our dream.
The Ministry of Education has also given its full endorsement to the project, even coming on board as sponsors through its Region 6 branch.
Well, the ministry has always been willing and interested in pushing maths, and that's the essence of what math is about. You know, we aim to make math more visible, not only in schools, but in the wider society. So programs like these are what we support. So it aids the students in problem-solving approach, and it assisted them to really widen their scope of study.
Mathematics specialist in the Ministry of Education for Region 6, Richard Montague. If the idea is to give students a deeper appreciation for mathematics, then mission accomplished.
I don't really understand why others don't really like maths, because it has to do with critical thinking, and I think that is something that we're all born with. So it shouldn't come that hard to us.
I'm not afraid of maths because a teacher once told me that if you want to excel in a subject, you should tell yourself that you love the subject every day. And you should try to practice, and practice becomes permanent.
Renelia Lowe, and before her, Jamari Williams, members of the Clarendon College Mathematics Competition team. The team members are already looking forward to the next competition so they can defend their much-appreciated title. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. And if you know of an interesting program or activity involving high schools, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@gis.gov.jm or call us at 926-3590. Don't forget to join us again next week. I am Vaughn Davis, who's studio engineer Andre Palmer, and this has been Jamaica's Promise.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.